Adam and Eve. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and all the creatures of the world. The greatest of all the creatures God created was man, Adam and Eve. God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He told them that they could eat the fruit of any tree except one, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. One day, Eve was walking in the garden when a serpent, snake, spoke to her. The serpent represents the devil. The serpent convinced Eve to eat from the forbidden tree. Eve gave some of the forbidden fruit to Adam. As soon as they had eaten the fruit, they realized they had sinned against God by disobeying him. They tried to hide from God, but of course they could not. God spoke to them, and at once God knew that they had eaten from the forbidden tree. After being caught, Adam blamed Eve for tempting him, and Eve blamed the serpent for tempting her. An early version of the well-known cry, "It was ni me." God told Adam and Eve, as well as the serpent, that they would all be punished for their sinfulness. The man's punishment was that he should have to work very hard to support his family. The woman would suffer pain in childbirth as her punishment, and the serpent would have to crawl on its belly and eat dust. Adam and Eve had the choice to obey or disobey God. They chose to disobey him. Through their choice, sin entered the world and put up a barrier between us and God. God still cared for Adam and Eve and provided them with clothes, as they saw now that they were naked. God said that one day a child would be born who would crush the head of the serpent. This meant that a saviour would be sent who would crush the power of the devil and free people from sin. This saviour, of course, is Jesus.